The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jucks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. You can join us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. What one specific thing about the New Orleans Saints scares you as a Commanders fan?
Oh, there's a lot of things. So, do you want me to give them to you or let the callers? Let's let the callers.
We can let the callers start, and then you.
The number one thing is Kamara.
Yeah, Alvin Kamara has to be the
Kamara.
He's the one tomato. Offensive mainstay for that team. Like, as Chris Olave's gone down, Taysom Hill's gone down, Derek Carr suffers a hand injury. Most likely, he won't play. Like, there aren't a lot of guys left standing, and he's a really good dual threat running back. Contributes in the passing game a lot. He's going to get targeted, I think, well over 100 times. He already has 84 targets with four games left on the schedule.
No, he's kind of like, you know how Jason was just like hyping up Saquon all the time? Mm-hmm. And this year it actually panned out.
Yeah.
Like, because they have so many weapons.
It's certainly
works. Now, the good news is they don't have those other weapons.
He didn't suck with the Giants.
That is correct.
He didn't suck, but it was half the time.
It's a different offense. And,
yeah,
I agree. Better offensive line, better receivers.
So luckily, Kamara doesn't have that help. But
I'll say that their defense, even though there's not a lot of household names on it, I mean, Marshawn Lattimore is probably the biggest name, and now he's with the Commanders. Their defense has done a good job of limiting teams scoring wise over the last month. So I might be concerned with that the Commanders can't get to their scoring average against a pretty stingy defense. But I have a hard time thinking this Saints team is going to control the ball a lot on offense with a backup quarterback and limited skill position help around Kamara.
I think if Washington loses, it's only because, well, they'll probably turn the ball over a couple times.
Right.
But they just kind of look rusty coming off the bye. Mm-hmm. And they just don't look sharp. Now, I don't really expect that. I expect them to look sharp. And I think that they're going to they're going to be really balanced, and I think B-Rob's going to be a key role in that. But I just think that they got so many more weapons, and this is a game that you have to win. Because if you look at the teams that are kind of chasing you for that wild card, mm-hmm. you know, they're like the Rams are hot. And the Rams play a short week. They got to play the Niners this week on Thursday. But there's some teams that are kind of chasing you that you kind of have to watch out for. But Washington has to beat the bad teams, and they've pretty much done that this year so far on the schedule.
All right, let's bring out some of these calls. What scares you about this team?
I'll tell you what doesn't scare me. Their rushing defense. They allow 134 rushing yards per game. Well, so could be a big B-Rob day, big Jaden day, could be a big Chris Rodriguez day.
Mm-hmm. Which I think, as you mentioned, he's coming on 9 o'clock. That's must-hear radio. Yep. Let's go to Dave in Rested. Dave, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, fellas, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Hello, Dave.
Jason just kind of hit on my point. Russ coming off the bye, man. We had a 10-day break between us playing and then the Dallas game, and that
was
did
a
not
dud.
Look pretty.
Yeah,
yeah, especially the first half. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I think they obviously know that, right? So they're going to tweak things or remind the guys, I would think, right?
I hope so, yeah. I'm very keen on seeing an adjustment there.
By the way, last I checked, unless I missed something, I don't think they cut their kicker.
They have not at this point. I mean, they owe you two Venmo dollars at some point if that doesn't happen.
Did they bring in some for tryouts?
I don't even know.
Haven't even heard.
I don't know. Kate thought it was like obvious. Like, of course they're going to cut the kicker.
Well, I mean, I thought at a bare minimum, you bring in guys for a tryout. Maybe they just love them some Zane Gonzalez.
Something they love them is just that you can't just fire a guy for one bad week. I don't think.
By the way, a guy that has been flashing for this Saints defense, got to give props to second-year pro and local guy Brian Brezzi that played at Damascus, played at Clemson.
Mm-hmm. He had the block against the Giants.
The big block against the Giants, and he leads them with 7.5 sacks.
He's had a really good year.
Well, he was supposed to be the truth.
Well, I saw him play in high school, and it was literally men amongst boys.
Right.
Like you saw him, and at this point, he was like, I think, a top five recruit, and he was just ragdolling people.
He had the tragedy of like his sister dying.
Sister passed from cancer.
Brutal.
Within the last, I think, year and a half or so. So terrible.
Brutal.
But that's good. Good that he's developing there for that defense and somebody that the offensive line is going to have to account for.
All right, so what scares you about this game? I know there are a bunch of diehard guys that aren't scared of anything.
You know what doesn't scare me? Jake Haener and or Spencer Rattler.
Whichever quarterback
they have
back
there. How could you be scared of either of those people taking snaps against your defense?
But to be honest with you, and this will sound, you won't like it, I'm not really that scared of even Carr. I'm not even that scared. He can put up big numbers.
I wouldn't be terrified of Carr, but he is a veteran.
I'm generally with you, but if Derek Carr had his full complement of weapons, if he had Rashid Shaheed and Chris Olave and Kamara in the backfield and Taysom Hill, then you might be a little scared of Derek Carr.
But,
he doesn't.
A little.
He doesn't, and he's most likely not going to play.
Right.
Like, how do you play with a broken left hand?
All right, let's go to David in North Carolina. What scares you, if anything, about this game? David, what's up, buddy?
David.
Oh, nothing scares me about this game.
Nothing?
Nothing.
All right.
Nothing at all. I think it's a get-right game. I think we run all over them. I mean, the Saints are trash. You just said it's Spencer Rattler. Are you kidding me? There's high school quarterbacks I'm more worried about than Spencer Rattler.
Well, I couldn't name one.
All right, thank you for the call.
Rattler played in three games this year. He threw 100 passes in the three games. He threw a ton of passes in the Tampa loss. That was a 51-27 loss. He's got one passing touchdown and two picks.
I mean, they're not horrific numbers.
No, I mean, I would think that with Rattler, if Rattler plays, they're going to throw the ball a little bit more than with Haener. This is my guess. But you got to feel really good about, you know, defensively about facing Haener or Rattler.
If Rattler does play, the number that jumps out at you is he played in three games. He was sacked 14 times.
Yeah.
So if Rattler's under center, if that's the guy, and look, if you're the Saints, they did turn to Haener when Carr got hurt, and they still have a grasp or shot at the playoffs, so maybe they think Haener is just further along than Rattler. I think as a Commanders fan, you'd rather see Rattler. Because he's more mistake prone, he'll get sacked more.
6-1, half dozen in the
other
case.
That's more propensity for him to cough the ball up. Big defensive plays could follow.
Haener,
you want to see Rattler under center.
Haener's a smaller guy, but he can scoot a little bit.
Yeah,
so that's why maybe
that always can hurt. Yeah,
yeah.
But I'm really more. I mean, obviously Kamara is somebody that that jumps out at you when you just look at them. But also just from our own perspective, like, I want to continue the explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to show that we're back on track offensively. I want to see those huge holes. I mean, we're going to have B-Rob on in about 49 minutes, and he had a tremendous game. He also had huge holes.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive line did an unbelievable job. They seemed like they were back in sync. Jaden, obviously, kind of put himself back in sync. And then I want to see what Lattimore does, man. I'm going to see what he adds to this defense.
Yeah. We're not talking enough about him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to assume he's playing.
I am too.
And if he is, he just makes you better.
I would assume he's playing unless he has the world's most damaged hamstring that they acquired in a trade. Saints, by the way, kind of right in the middle for points allowed, 22.5 points per game.
Yeah. Well, we need to put at least 30 on them.
At least 30?
Yes.
That's kind of a high. So eight more than their average.
Yes.
All right.
Because
I like offense.
When
you know
this. When we're clicking, we score a lot of points, Cakes. When we're clicking, we score a lot of points.
Agree.
Yeah.
I think like 27 or 28 is a good landing spot. You get there, you should be able to get this win.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to them. We cannot afford a step backwards. And at the end of the day, all that matters is winning. But I'm kind of looking for style points now.
I don't see many scenarios where the Saints are able to cobble together more than like 17 or 20 points with either Spencer Rattler or Jake Haener.
Well, they can if we give him short fields. If Jaden has an interception or a fumble. What about just like
you mean things he doesn't do very often?
Well,
he's gonna do those all of a sudden?
Tipped balls happen.
I mean, it could happen.
Yeah, I mean, tipped ball all of a sudden now, you know, they got great field position. They're scoring. I mean, you know, games can get sideways. I mean,
a special teams issue, a gaffe, like what happened last night with Dallas.
Now, this guy's leg, remind me, because I'm old, this guy's leg's better than Seibert's in the sense that he can kick it through the end zone easier. I think
should be, and it's controlled environment. It's indoors.
Yeah. He's gonna have a good day.
He's gonna have a good day.
I'm almost guaranteeing.
Would you bet on no misses? No missed. The bet is no missed field goal or missed extra point.
No misses under 52.
Oh, I'll take that. Yeah. I'll take a miss from 51.
$2 up that he already owes you.
I'll put the $2 up. We'll let it ride. Because you're gonna owe me if he's playing.
Yeah, I'm gonna owe you. Yeah. We'll let it ride.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a miss from 51 or less.
Yeah. 52 is a push.
52 is a push. 53 or more, you're off the hook.
If he misses. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, let's go to, let me see here. Let's go to Mark in Ohio. Mark, what's up, buddy? You're over the Junkies.
Ah, listen on the Odyssey app. Thank you, Mark.
What's up, pal?
You betcha. How y'all doing?
Good.
I'm scared of Chase Young. Revenge game.
Oh, give me a
and
break.
His stats. No, if you look
revenge
at his
game
last week, he led the league in the defeats of his blocks.
Okay.
And that's
an
issue.
What site are you using for that stat?
The Next Gen stats last night that they showed on Monday Night Football. They were saying that he was under 2.5 seconds for more than 8 of his rushes.
I think you have to factor in who they were playing.
Well, fair enough.
Okay.
True that.
Bad offensive line and a third-string quarterback.
I think Chase's history, it's pretty clear. He gives you about 2.5 seconds of effort, and then he shuts it down.
Well, I can't argue with that. But on the other hand, I think that that's something that should be a concern.
All right, now we'll say this.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
In the Giant game, he did have 3 quarterback hits, which tied for the team lead. All right,
okay.
But again, I think you have to factor in they were playing against.
I think it's pretty easy to hit Drew Lock.
Yeah, I mean, Drew Lock was holding the ball.
Right.
I mean, he had almost 30 incompletions.
You don't know how he started the game, Drew Lock.
How he started the game? I didn't see the first play.
0-for-8.
Oh, you're talking about...
Yeah. 0-for-8. He's a pretty terrible quarterback.
All right, let's go to AJ in D.C. AJ, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
What's going on, Junk? How y'all feeling this morning?
Hey, AJ. Good, how are you?
I'm all right. I don't normally call. I only call during the dog days of winter when nobody's at work. I'm the only one out on the truck.
Hey, we appreciate that.
Definitely a Saints fan. Just wanted to call from a Saints point of view. Cake, I don't think you guys are giving us much credit as we deserve. Yeah,
right.
we're on the back end. Hear me out, EB. Hear me out. Yeah, we're on the back end. We lost Carr. To me, and I watch this team. I tell everybody this on the internet. You guys don't really watch our team. Carr, minus the veteran experience, Carr and Spencer Rattler, they both have the same physical attributes. Rattler can make every throw Carr can make. He just doesn't have the veteran experience to decipher while on the field. So, and to that's what made me really want to call in because Cakes was hurting my heart, like just downplaying on Rattler. Cake, those 3 games that Rattler started, 3 out of 5 of our starting linemen were injured. Including our center, our all-pro center, Eric McCoy.
All right, let's get a little context
there. That's a good
there.
Nugget.
A little
sure.
context
yeah.
there, Cakes.
Yeah, yeah, so that's why, you know, we were all in shambles. And, of course, I believe we were out without Shaheed. I think Shaheed did get hurt during that time span. But regardless, everything went through our center. Our whole offense after those first two high-power weeks, Eric McCoy, our center, got hurt, and everything went to shambles after that. We had a backup center, then our left tackle got hurt, then our right guard got hurt. So everything was just chess pieces just trying to fill everything in. But now I believe with Spencer Rattler, we got our whole last week, well, not last week, this past Sunday versus the Giants, that was our first game with all five of our starting linemen back. And I believe our offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak, I believe he can draw up, he can scheme it up. I mean, we got mediocre receivers. The only big-name receiver we got is Marquez Valdez-Scantling. And he has stepped up and became a deep threat in these past couple weeks. So I'm hoping Marshawn plays because, yeah, I want to stick it to Marshawn.
Tell me what we're getting in Marshawn from your perspective.
EB, you're gonna be fed up. You're gonna be fed up. He's a great player, but he doesn't stay on the field. You're gonna be fed up.
Just the injury.
He might. Yeah, it's just an injury prone. Just an injury proneness. He is going to be plenty of times. He's going to come off the field. You're going to be wondering where's Marshawn? Where's Marshawn? He's just injury prone. That's it. He's a hell of a player. All right. Pro. He was one of our first All Pros once we revamped the franchise and the organization back in 2017 with him and Alvin Kamara.
Right.
But he's a hell of a player. He just can't stay on the field. That's it.
Right. What is your perspective? I'm just curious because you're a diehard Saints guy. What is your perspective? What are you worried about with Washington?
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm worried about Jaden. That's it. I'm worried about Jaden. Chase is a bum. I don't know why we picked up Chase. Chase can't tackle nothing. He can't keep nothing contained.
Nobody loves Cam Chase Jordan. Young, even Saints fans.
Cam Jordan, we brought in Chase to give him a chance because Cam Jordan is getting old. So yeah. We wanted Chase Young to give him a one-year prove-it deal. If you can step up, all right, we're going to release Cam Jordan because he's getting old. Not release him, but he's probably going to just retire as a Saint, and that was going to be Chase's position. But we have no containment on the outside other than Carl Granderson on the other side. I'm not really scared of your run game, like y'all just said. Brian Brisee, he's definitely been stepping up. He's been a huge part. I'm just scared. I'm really just scared of Jaden because then our starting middle linebacker, Demario Davis, all pro, he's getting up there in age too, and he's not sideline to sideline anymore. So my biggest fear is keeping Jaden contained and those quick.
You're not worried about Terry. Right over there. You're not worried about B-Rob.
I was just about to say that, EB. I mean, those quick read options when he's throwing it right over the linebacker head.
Yeah.
Because my linebacker's slow. He's slow. He can't keep up anymore. So that's. I believe this game is going to go all on. It's going to be all on for you guys to win. It's going to be all on Jaden. For us to win, it's going to have to be our defense step up because, like y'all said, we don't have too much other than Valdez-Scantling and Kamara. If you guys stack the box every play or three out of four plays, you guys stack the box and stop Kamara and force Rattler to pass, and you double up Marquez Valdez-Scantling, we don't have no other receivers.
AJ, we got to run. I actually love the enthusiasm, and I love your breakdown. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, man, I listen to y'all every day, man. I'm a P1, man.
Thank you. Good thank job. You, AJ. You're a good man. Thank you, buddy.
He's the biggest Saints fan outside of New
Thank you, man.
New
love
Orleans.
You. Yeah. I love his breakdown. I love his enthusiasm.
All right, don't forget, coming up in about 40 minutes, Brian Robinson Jr. will join us as he prepares to face those New Orleans Saints this weekend.